الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، today is the 17th of no the 24th of Rabi' al-Thani 1433, which corresponds to the 17th of March 2012, and we are continuing our discussion on al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyya li Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, with the sharh of our noble Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih bin Uthaymeen alayhi rahmatullah. And in the context of discussing the methodology of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or the practical methodology of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah in regards to how they apply strictly whatever advice they received from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we did not begin discussing the following points, which we will do now. وَيُثِرُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ عَلَى كَلَامِ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ كَلَامِ أَصْنَافِ النَّاسِ. يؤثرون. Have you heard that word before? Walaikum salam, sir. Wow. You ready for wife? We can get your wife, brother, you know. You dress for it, huh? Hello. And what does that mean? Yes? يؤثرون. It's a tough word. Actually, the funny thing about it is that there's a translation which will be a whole sentence, and there's a technical word which most probably don't know. And I'm not trying to sound smart here, but we need to learn this terminology.
Impacting.
No. Way off.
Athar?
No. Here, there's no relation between athar and... This is a whole other thing. But what is the wait. Slow down. The ayah. What is the ayah talking about? Who is the ayah describing?
What is Ansar?
Okay. What did they do?
They converted the Muhajirun.
So they felt contentment within themselves, and like they minimized their
sacrifice.
Favoring, right? You mean basically to favor one another over oneself. That's a long definition. But there's a smaller one. Or it's not really a verb. It cannot be a verb as far as I know. It's either a noun or an adjective. Does anyone know what ithar? Of course, yu'thirun is the fi'l, is the verb. Ithar is the noun. And then mu'thir is the person. The person who does it. Altruism.
Oh, yeah.
Altruist, I've told you that before. Altruist, A-L-T-R-U-I-S-T. It's a good word, add it to your dictionary. Okay? Just make sure that you say it to people who understand what you're saying. Otherwise, they're going to miss out on the whole thing. Say, he's a very altruistic person. Like, what? What did he do? So they may think you cursed him out. So make sure you explain what it means, huh? Because it does sound like a curse. So altruism, and an altruistic person or an altruist is the person who favors others over himself. So that's what the Ansar did to the Muhajireen. They favored them over themselves, even though they had khasasa, even though they were in need themselves. So yuthiruna kalam Allah, then they favor, they give precedence to, they favor the speech of Allah, huh? Over the speech of anyone else besides him from all the various speeches of people. Doesn't matter who it is, the speech of Allah is given that ithar, it's given that favoritism. The Shaykh said here in this sentence, يُثِرُونَ أَيُّ قَدِّمُوا, meaning to put forth, to give precedence to. كَلَامَ اللَّهِ عَلَى كَلَامِ غَيْرِهِ. Now, the explanation is, مِنْ سَائِرِ أَصْنَافِ النَّاسِ فِي الْخَبَرِ Wal hukum, yani any other speech of any other person or creation, be it in regards to khabar, information, or hukum, a ruling. فأخبارullah عنده مقدمة على خبر كل أحد. The information which comes from Allah is given precedence over everybody else. That's very important in da'wah. Excuse me, because when you deal with the Christians, they like to present to you the thing that, well, in the Bible it says such and such, and in the Quran it says such and such. And there's conflict between the two. we say, I mean, you could be nice and everything, but at the end of the day, your aqidah is, look, what is in your Bible is false, and what is in the Quran is right and authentic. End of the story. Really, if you really want to be, that's the bottom line. There's no debate about that. They can tell you this in whatever distance they try to go, yes? Waalaikum salam, shukran. Whatever distance they try to go, that is just meaningless. Because we give precedence to the speech of Allah over the speech of anyone else. The Bible is not the speech of Allah. It may contain some remnants from the teachings of Jesus, which you receive from Allah, from the Injil, Allahu A'lam. Whatever you find consistent with the Quran, we can assume that it is. But whatever is conflicting with the Quran is definitely rejected. Now, for example, right, one of the issues that is prevalent right now, the issue of crucifixion. You see, in the Quran is clear. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They didn't kill him, nor did they crucify him. And now they will bring you their stories and the narratives from John and Mark and Matthew that they came and the disciples. Some of them say the disciples ran away. Some of them say the disciples were around. The actual gospel stories are contradicting each other. There are no two narratives which are the same. And it's just as Allah said, مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. They have no real knowledge except following assumptions. They thought, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. So when they tell you, but the Gospel of John says, we say, yes, but Allah said, you didn't kill him. You didn't crucify him. That's your aqidah. Now be careful now. فَإِذَا جَاءَتْنَا أَخْبَارٌ عَنْ أُمَمٍ مَضَطْ وصار القرآن يكذبها فإننا نكذبها. If news reaches us in regards to nations which came before us, and the Quran belies these stories, then we belie them. We don't accept them. مثال ذلك. An example of that. اشتهر عند كثير من المؤرخين أن إدريس عليه السلام قبل نوح عليه السلام. It has become popular among historians that Idris was before نوح. وهذا كذب. This is a lie. لأن القرآن يكذبه. Because the Quran denies that. كما قال تعالى إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده. Verily we have revealed unto you as we have revealed unto Noah and the prophets which came after him. He began with Nuh, then he said everybody came after. وإدريس من النبيين. Idris is one of the prophets. كما قال الله تعالى واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا. And mentioned in the book Idris, verily he was a prophet and he was truthful. إلى أن قال أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح. It is those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon from among the prophets, from the progeny of Adam and those whom we have carried with Nuh. وقال تعالى وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ. And verily we have sent forth Noah and Abraham, and we made in their progeny the prophethood and the book. فَلَا نَبِيَّ قَبْلَ نُوحٍ إِلَّا آدَمَ فَقَدْ. There's no prophet before Nuh except Adam. So anyone now, any historian who says, but Idris was before, say, sorry, wrong answer. But they said, sorry, wrong answer. Don't speak anymore. We just don't care. Inshallah, you bring us a piece of land. You know, you cut it out from the earth. And you say, this is an evidence that these are the, I don't know what, traces of this. We say, sorry, you're wrong. It's like that. This is the aqidah. Because they will eventually find out that they're wrong. And that the Quran is right. طيب. قوله ويقدمون هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على هدي كل أحد. They also give precedence, they favor the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ over the guidance of everybody else. يقدمون هدية أي طريقته وسنته التي عليها. What is هدية? Meaning his way and his traditions, his sunnah, which he was upon ﷺ. Excuse me, على هدي كل أحد. Over the guidance of everybody else. في العقائد. In regards to aqidah, who can give us an example where we go by the sunnah in regards to aqidah, even though many, 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 many people go against it today and they hate it when you actually confirm that which the Prophet ﷺ himself spoke about. Look, you bring an Ash'ari and you tell him, Ayn Allah? Where's Allah? See what happens. They will lose it. Some of them will lose it. What? What is this question? Allah was there before time and before place, and He's still there before time and before place, and no place, blah, blah, blah. He give you a whole lecture. And he tell you, it's haram for you to ask this question. But the Prophet ﷺ asked this question in Sahih Muslim, which they've now look now. These people, alaykum salam, sure. Bagala yo lesh. Zakallah khair. No worry, I know him long enough for him not to be upset. Anyways, whatchamacallit?
Yes,
yeah. No, they say the hadith was daif. Sahih Muslim. Yeah, in Sahih Muslim, it became daif. Okay? Because they have to find a way out. Ahad hadith da'if. No, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean that, you know, the religious symbolism methodology of you know who. Same thing. No, he didn't really mean that. What he was really asking was, just shut up. That's what you really got to say. Just be quiet, man. He said to the slave girl, where's Allah in Arabic? Ayn Allah? She said, fis sama. Khalas. That's it. They don't accept it. They don't like it. So we have aqidah from the sunnah, that now if you try, even if you do it, you're asking the same exact question, people have a problem with you asking a question that the Prophet ﷺ asked, because they believe Allah is everywhere. You see how it is? So we give favor to who? The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. In aqidah, we don't care what they think, what they say. We don't care what they think. But no need. Okay, some of you like to no need. Okay, just I know you understand. في العقائد والعبادات. I know it's a habit. Just work on it. If you squeeze a couple more out, no problem. But work on it. والعبادات. أيوة. طيب, give us an example where you stick to the sunnah even if people don't like it. Probably the only two Arabic words which every non-Arab but a Muslim knows. No, the only two Arabic words which are somewhat technical that I found that every non-Arab, even if he doesn't know any Arabic, he knows these two words. Of course, they say them in a different way than they're supposed to be said.
Salat,
niya, tadbir. Lak ya jamaa. Now you forgot the words? Trying to prove it. لا يا بوي يا بوي رفع اليدين. Everybody says رفع يدين. رفع يدين. So what is رفع يدين, man? Who's رفع رفع يدين? I thought it was someone. Say no, رفع اليدين. Okay, fine. Not picking on you here. رفع. Everybody knows رفع اليدين. It's like the first thing they learn. As soon as you move from the Hanafi mentality to the, you know, Ahli Hadith kind of stuff, the first phase is Rafi Adain. That's the one thing you gotta get in. Once you're in Khalas, you know that you're on the path. Or at least it seems to me. That's from my own humble experience. But everybody knows Rafi Adain. Rafi Adain, Mashi Rafi Adain. So now you hear, if you have a problem with some people doing Rafi Adain, akhi, they don't wanna see you doing Rafi Adain. They don't wanna see it. And you now you have a Hadith in Bukhari. And you have 18 Sahaba or plus narrating this from the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. I mean, the thing is confirmed beyond the shadow of doubt. It's mutawatir. Khalas, there's no room for weakness in this issue. It's done deal, but people don't like it. So we say we give precedence to the Prophet sunnah in ibadah, even if you don't like it. Sorry. Akhlaq. Manners. Nah. Because the manners, generally you have to be nice. Sometimes you can be a little mean. Okay? Some people don't like that mean part. They don't like it. And they say, no, you have to be nice all the way across. We say, no, you're wrong. Because the Prophet ﷺ wasn't in that sense. I mean, we have hadith where a man was lying down on his stomach, he kicked him. He said, this is, change your position. هَذِهِ نَوْمَةٌ يُبْغِضُهَا اللَّهِ. This is this a form of sleeping that Allah hates. He said another hadith, another riwayah, this is the way the people of the fire will be. He saw a man with a golden ring, on his finger, he came and he yanked it out of his hand and he threw it on the floor. Now, if you were to do this now, say, brother, this is not hikmah, this is not wisdom and da'wah. Say, listen, man, the Messenger of Allah did it. Okay. Now, that you. Now, some people do this all the time. And they say, brother, the Messenger of Allah did it. Say, now, Habibi, that this is part, sometimes when the situation requires it. The asal is you're nice and easy going, whatever. But there are times for you to be a little tough. Khutbah, Friday sermon, is not time for you to be nice to the people, nor to really crack any jokes. It's time to be serious. So, you know, following the sunnah in these regards as well, in the akhlaq of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Mu'amalat, transactions, wal ahwal fi kulli shay'in, various affairs. We give precedence to the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. لقوله تعالى, because Allah said, وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. Excuse me. Allah says in the Quran, and verily this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow other paths, otherwise it will mislead you from my path. وقوله قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Say, if you truly love Allah, if conditional clause, if you truly love Allah, follow me, Allah shall love you and forgive you your sin, and Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Now, the Shaykh said, قوله ولهذا, اللام في قوله ولهذا للتعليل, أي ومن أجل إيثارهم كلام الله وتقديم هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سموا أهل الكتاب والسنة. ممتاز. لهذا, اللام here is للتعليل. What is تعليل? Because of that, لهذا, because of that, okay, لأجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل إلى آخره, لأجل, because of, because they favor the speech of Allah and the guidance of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, they were given the title سمو, سمو, not سمو أنفسهم, they were called أهل الكتاب والسنة, the people of the book and the Sunnah. لتصديقهما والتزامهما وإيثارهما على غيرهما, because of their believing in them, their, you know, blind belief in them, and their adherence to them, and their favoritism, they favor in them over others, other than them. ومن خالف الكتاب والسنة ودعنا من الكتاب والسنة فهو كاذب, whosoever contradicts the Quran and the Sunnah, yet claims he is from the people of the book and the Sunnah, afwan, he's a liar. He is a, because now everybody claims that he's following the Quran and the Sunnah. Huh? The Sufis now became Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You know what I'm saying? Say, we are, is this guy Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? He's not Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That's with the comments. The Sufis, they're asking about the speaker, the Wahhabi speaker. As if I'm Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as if they are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's like, hello? We are Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah. Where are you, man? You're somewhere else. But they've been fooled by, you know, Sheikh Nazim and the guys, you know. Don't worry, I will answer the angel of death, and I will answer the people, the angels in the grave. I will take your soul. Any crazy stuff. And some sister from the UK who's having problems. She, you know, of course, there are times where you have to speak to women for da'wah purposes, provided that you keep your limits. But the sister crying and suffering because her mom is giving a hard time, she doesn't want her to get married, and the whole story. And she actually has cousins and relatives who truly, sincerely believe that Sheikh Nazim will be the one who helps the angel of death when they die, and that he will answer on their behalf in the grave. I mean, we mentioned that in a lecture about Sufism, and it's found on YouTube. No, but they actually, she knows her relatives truly, sincerely believe that. And as soon as she tells them otherwise, they say, you're a Wahhabi, because you're watching this one Wahhabi guy on YouTube. So, you know, he ruined your thinking. And so this is not far-fetched. And there are people who truly believe in this all the way in the UK. You would think, yani, if they were mixing with supposedly educated, intelligent people, they will grow out of this nonsense. But it doesn't work this way. I guess mixing with the kuffar doesn't really do the job. لِأَنَّ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ شَيْءٍ لَبُدَّ أَنْ يَلْزَمَهُ وَيَلْتَزِمْ بِهِ. Whoever is the أهل, يعني the companion of something, he must adhere to it. أهل القرآن, he must be reading the Quran, sticking to the Quran, otherwise you're not from أهل القرآن. قوله وَسُمُّ أَهْلُ الْجَمَاعَ. They were also called Ahlul Jama'ah. لأن الجماعة هي الاجتماع. Because جماعة is اجتماع, which is meeting, agreeing. Huh? وضدها الفرقة أو الفرقة. Which one? Family feud. Toot. Wrong answer. فرقة. فرقة is a group. فرقة is division. See the Arabic language, how delicate it is? You change that diacritic, nah? You change that little tiny vowel, and the meaning changes. Firqa is a group, a single group. Firqa min al-firq. Furqa is division. That's why the Ahlul Bid'ah are called Ahlul Furqa. Nah? The people of Furqa, because they are dividing amongst each other, dividing themselves from the Sunnah and whatever. Nah. فالجماعة اسم مصدر اجتمع يجتمع اجتماعا وجماعة. جماعة then is a مصدر. What's that English word for مصدر؟ سبحان الله.
Source?
Yes. No, but linguistically. Wait a second. I gotta get this out, man. مصدر. 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 عندي قاموس هنا. Inshallah, it will aid us. Arabic, English. Masdar. Aywa. No. Okay. Yes, Sheikh, it's in grammar. Whatever. Can't come to me. I call it ism masdar. It comes from ishtama'a. Ishtama'a. They gathered. Or he gathered. Yashtami'u, to gather, to meet, to come together. Ishtima'an, a gathering. وجماعة. فالجماعة هي الاجتماع. The bottom line is جماعة, it comes from coming together, agreeing, being harmonious with each other, with one another. طيب. فمعنى أهل الجماعة أهل الاجتماع. So the meaning of أهل الجماعة mean the people of meeting. They're like the people who meet upon something. لأنهم مجتمعون على السنة. Because they are agreeing, they have come together in regards to the سنة. متآلفون فيها. There's ulfa between them. There's brotherhood and comfortability and compassion and care and whatever. لا يضلل بعضهم بعضا. They don't declare each other to be deviant. ولا يبدع بعضهم بعضا. Nor do they declare each other to be innovators. بخلاف أهل البدع, unlike the people of innovation. قوله وإن كان لفظ الجماعة قد صار اسما لنفس القوم المجتمعين هذا في استعمال ثان حيث صار لفظ الجماعة عرفا اسم للقوم المجتمعين. طيب وعلى ما قرره المؤلف رحمه الله تكون الجماعة في قولنا أهل السنة والجماعة. According to what the Sheikh had established then, جماعة in our statement أهل السنة والجماعة. See, أهل السنة والجماعة. جماعة معطوفة على السنة. معطوفة meaning it is followed in conjunction, because of the conjunction with the end, with the term sunnah. أهل السنة والجماعة. ولهذا عبر المؤلف رحمه الله بقول سموا أهل الجماعة. That's why the Sheikh al-Islam said they were called the people of جماعة. ولم يقل سموا جماعة. He didn't say they were called جماعة. أهل الجماعة. فكيف يكونون أهل الجماعة وهم جماعة؟ How are they the people of جماعة while they are a جماعة؟ نقول الجماعة هي الأصل. This is all confusing, I know. Jama'ah is the fundamental principle. Al-ijtima'. فأهل الجماعة يعني أهل الاجتماع. Meaning, يعني now we're dealing with technicalities in the language, which really don't affect what we're trying to say much. لكن نقل اسم الجماعة إلى قوم المجتمعين نقلا عرفيا. Anyways, why are we using jama'ah, not al-ijtima'? Why أهل الجماعة, not أهل الاجتماع? It just became habitual. Became the tradition that the people use it in this fashion. It's just the way it is. There's no other real reason for it. قول والإجماع هو الأصل الثالث الذي يعتمد عليه أو الذي يعتمد عليه في العلم والدين. الإجماع is the third foundational principle upon which we rely in matters of knowledge and deen. Huh? What is it? الإجماع. What does إجماع mean?
Consensus.
Consensus. 80% of English words, at least in some of the accents, the CO is pronounced kin. Some words are otherwise, but the majority, like constructive, connect, conduct, configure, most of them. Then you have constitute or company. These are exceptions to the rule. So here, kin senses. Unless you're British. British, they've distorted almost everything. And they say that's just the real English, but it really sounds too weird. And you really can't figure out some words from others. You know, everything sounds body. The body is that the body, your buddy or what? There's body, and there's your buddy. And so body is just somewhere in that. Just I don't know what he means, whether the body or the buddy or what. I'm not picking on the UK people, but just the English is a little funky, man. Egyptian English would be superior. Not. طيب. I told you about that joke, right? Anyways. So the Sheikh said, نعم. يعني به الدليل الثالث لأن الأدلة أصول الأحكام حيث تبنى عليها. Why are we saying that it's like the third evidence? Because the evidences are the principle behind ruling, meaning you cannot have a ruling unless you have an evidence. You have to have a dalil, textual evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. والأصل الأول هو الكتاب. The first fundamental reference or resource is the Quran, the Kitab. والثاني السنة. The second is the Sunnah. والثالث هو what? الإجماع. والإجماع هو الأصل الثالث. So Quran, Sunnah, consensus. لهذا يسمون ولهذا يسمون أهل الكتاب والسنة والجماعة. That's why they call أهل الكتاب, not the people of the book, those ones. وأهل السنة وأهل الجماعة. Because they are the follow the book, they follow the sunnah, and they have consensus. There's an agreement in regards to these first two. So these are the three foundational principles on which you depend in knowledge and deen. الكتاب والسنة والإجماع. Kitab, sunnah, and consensus. أما الكتاب والسنة فأصلان ذاتيان. Excellent. The kitab and sunnah are aslan. ذاتيان. What does that mean?
Distinctive.
Yes. ذاتي, that is distinctive or particular. So they themselves are self-sufficient. They're dependent on themselves. They have their own foundation, their own essence. They're not relying on other sources. Huh? Whereas ijma', you must have things, so before ijma' to be, there must be an ijma' on something. Huh. It's a foundational principle built upon something else though. It is not self-sufficient. إِذْ لَا إِجْمَعَ إِلَّا بِكِتَابَ وَسُنَّةِ. There's no ijma' unless there's a kitab and sunnah. أَمَّا كَوْنُ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُنَّةِ أَصْلًا يُرْجَعَ إِلَيْهِ فَأَدِلَّتُهُ كَثِيرًا. Right? As for the Quran and the sunnah, being an asl, a foundational principle to which you refer, we have many evidences. Who can give us some, without reading a book, give us an evidence that you must refer to the Quran and the Sunnah, that they are self-sufficient and independent, and they are reliable as sources by themselves?
This should be an ayah and hadith.
Whatever. But we should begin with the Quran.
Nice.
But let's be more particular. Yeah, that's good. Actually, that's good. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. How do you obey Allah? The Quran. No one can communicate with Allah Azza wa Jal and get commandments directly. So it must be through the Quran. How do you obey the Messenger? Mm-hmm. Through the Sunnah. Excellent. Any other evidence?
It's similar.
طيب, fine. يحببكم الله, fine.
The sermon on the Arafat day, the Hajj.
طيب.
Is it hold from to the, I leave behind two things.
Okay.
That is the Quran and my Sunnah.
Beautiful. Any other ayat? فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول. صحيح. If you differ in regards to anything, refer to Allah and His Messenger, to the Quran and the Sunnah. That's one ayah that she quoted. وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. Number two. وما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. excuse me, whatever the messenger gives you, take it. Whatever he prohibits, then leave it alone. مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ Whosoever obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ أَنْ تَكُونَ السُّنَّةَ أَصْلًا فِي الدَّلِيلِ فَقَدْ أَنْكَرَ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَصْلًا Now this is a refutation to the Qur'anites, the Qur'aniyun. Whoever denies the authoritative nature of the Sunnah has automatically denied the Qur'an. وَلَا شَكَّ عِنْدَنَا فِي أَنَّ مَنْ قَالْ إِنَّ السُّنَّةَ لَا يُرْجَعُ إِلَيَّ فِي الْأَحْكَامِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ أَنَّهُ كَافِرٌ مُرْتَدٌ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ There's no doubt in our mind that whosoever says that the sunnah is not something which you can refer to in regards to rulings, that he is a kafir who has apostatized from Islam. لأنه مكذب ومنكر للقرآن Because he's a liar and he's denying the Quran. فالقرآن في غير ما موضع جعل السنة أصلا يرجع له. The Quran in many occasions made the sunnah a reference to which you have to go and refer to. وأما الدليل على الإجماع على أن الإجماع أصل فيقال. If someone says, what is your دليل that consensus is an أصل? How do you prove that it is a foundational principle besides the Quran and the Sunnah? The Sheikh said, أولا هل الإجماع موجود أو غير موجود? The first thing we ask is the consensus. Is it there or is it not there? Does it exist or is it non-existent? قال بعض العلماء لا إجماع موجود. Some of the علماء they said there's no such thing as consensus that exists. What do they mean by that? You will see. Whatever your mind thought, hold on to that thought. Don't rush. إِلَّا عَلَى مَا فِيهِ نَصٍ The only ijma' is in regards to that which has a textual evidence for it. There's a nas about it. وَحِينَئِذٍ يُسْتَغْنَى بِالنَّصِ عَنِ الْإِجْمَعِ They said, when we have a nas, then we don't even need ijma' because the nas is decisive by itself. وَفَمَثَلًا لَوْ قَالَ قَائِلٍ If someone said, الْعُلَمَاءُ مجمعون على أن الصلوات المفروضة خمس. The scholars are in agreement that the obligatory prayers are five. فهذا صحيح. لكن ثبوت فرضيتها بالنص. It's correct, but we assume the validity of this position because of a textual evidence, not because of the علماء did the إجماع. We have an evidence for that already, huh? خمس صلوات افترضهن الله في الليل والنهار. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sent Mu'adh to Yemen, he told him, tell him Tawheed. If they accept Tawheed, then tell him there are five prayers which Allah made obligatory during the night and the day. Huh? ومجمعون على تحريم الزنا. And they are also in agreement that the zina, which can be translated as what and what. And wait, you guys. You, sir. Yes. Ma'alish, we have to put you on the spot as a first-time comer. Yeah. So you can come again. So what? Zina? We need English now. Zina, how do we translate it to English? Zina. We got two answers. We have two ways, actually. See, that's the English is different now than Arabic. Zina applies to both. In English, fornication is for unmarried people. Unmarried. Which means if they were to be caught or if they were to confess, they will be lashed 100 times and banished from the land for 1 year. Whereas zina, which also now means adultery, is for currently married people or previously married people. Be careful. Meaning once someone had been married before, even if they divorced, if they were ever to do something again, they're not fornicating, they're committing adultery. Because they've had their share of the fun before. And so there's, you know, that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is, logically. Otherwise, they'll be treated like the fornicator. So there's a leeway, there's a little bit of lessening of the crime in this for the fornicator because, you know, they're foolish. They still haven't had marriage and whatever, so it's different. So the adulterer is stoned to death. Stoned. So very important. So you have to know both English words because if you were to be addressing Muslims who know the difference and you don't, and you keep saying fornication when you mean adultery or adultery when you say fornication, you're confusing the people. Or they're going to know that you don't know. They're going to know that you don't know. And you don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be in that position. I mean, it happens, but you have to avoid it as much as possible. So we have to know the distinction. In Arabic, it's all zina. But in English, fornication is for married. Unmarried, I'm sorry, good. I'm sorry. Adultery is for?
Married.
Anyway, married or?
Previously married.
Either currently married or previously married. طيب. So the scholars agreed that zina is haram. فَهَذَا صَحِيحٌ لَكِنْ ثُبُوتَ تَحْرِيمِهِ بِالنَّصِ. But the evidence for its prohibition is per the textual evidence. Can anyone give us an evidence for the prohibition of zina? إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Hey, because someone may say, they just said, don't come close. What is the evidence about the prohibition? Okay. It's bad. Okay, the ayah is saying that it's bad. Don't come close to it. How do you deduce the prohibition from the ayah?
It's evil act, that's
what? Fahisha. Allah called it fahisha. And fahisha is called to not regular sins, not saghair, because in the Quran, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيَّاتِكُمْ. صحيح؟ And in Surah Al-Najm, saghair occurs, right? What is the ayah? اجتنب إلا الآيه. There's an ayah that is explicit. Come on, you guys. I'm trying to remember the thing. إِلَّا اللَّمَمُ. وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. أحسنت. نعم. لَمَم is like the little sins. So صغائر was used, لَمَم was used. Other words we use to signify small sins. Huh? Which means that they are major sins. كَبَائِر was used, and فَاحِشَة is like abhorrent. It's super bad sin. So if Allah called it fahisha and sa'a sabila, it's an evil path to travel upon, that's haram. Allah wouldn't call this makruh. Something wouldn't be makruh and Allah will call it fahisha and sa'a sabila. You understand? It wouldn't be halal and Allah will call it fahisha wa sa'a sabila. So that is enough about this prohibition, obviously. Excuse me. So where was I? We will find out. Naam. ومجمعون على تحريم نكاح ذوات المحارم. And the scholars agree about the prohibition of marrying one's blood relatives or those who are mahram. فهذا صحيح لكن ثبوت تحريمه بالنص. Again, it is according to textual evidence. ولهذا قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله من ادعى الإجماع فهو كاذب. Because of that, Imam Ahmad said, whoever claims consensus, he is a liar. Huh? وما يدريه لعلهم اختلفوا. How does he know? Maybe they differed. You see what the Sheikh is trying to say? The Sheikh is being very particular. You have, let's say, 500 scholars in Medina. طيب? And you say the scholars have agreed that such and such. The truth is it possible for you to go through every single one and affirm that he agreed? No. You don't know. Maybe they differed. Maybe there was one who differed. Now that's one view. But that's not the view that is accepted, by the way. The view that is accepted, that is that there is ijma'. But we will see the technicalities in a little bit. I hope the Shaykh will address it. والمعروف عند عامة العلماء أن الإجماع موجود. However, what is known according to the majority of the scholars that ijma' is there. It exists. وأن كونه دليلا ثابت بالقرآن والسنة. And the fact that ijma' is an evidence is a reliable, authoritative resource is found in the Quran and the Sunnah. عجيب. فمن ذلك قوله تعالى أو قوله تعالى فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول. Allah said فإن قوله فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه. If you dispute amongst each other regarding anything, then refer it. يدل على أن ما أجمعنا عليه لا يجب رده إلى الكتاب والسنة اكتفاء بالإجماع وهذا الاستدلال فيه شيء. Now the Sheikh said, which indicates Allah said, if you dispute about something, then that thing you refer to the Quran and the Sunnah. The Sheikh saying, which means that if you didn't dispute because you agree upon something, خلاص. Get it? You refer matters of dispute. If you haven't disputed, meaning you have consensus. If you have consensus, then khalas. then that means that there's ijma, and ijma is an evidence per that ayah. The Sheikh said, but that using that as an evidence, there's some weakness in it, huh? It's not very strong. ومن ذلك قوله ومن يشقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Whosoever opposes the messenger after the guidance has been made clear for him and he follows the path other than that of the believers, then we will allow him to take the path which he has chosen and we will place him in the hellfire and what an evil abode. فقال ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين. So Allah said, and he follows a path other than that of the believers. Meaning whatever the believers had agreed upon, that is also an evidence. وَاسْتَدَلُّوا أَيْضًا بِحَدِيثِ لَا تَجْتَمِعْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ضَلَالَةٍ. That's a strong evidence. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, my ummah will never, can never, and shall never agree upon misguidance. There will be no agreement. There will be some people, but always Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah will be there to contradict them. وهذا الحديث حسنه بعضهم وضعفه آخرون. This hadith, however, has been authenticated by some and declared weak by others. لكن قد نقول إن هذا وإن كان ضعيف السند لكن يشهد لمتنه ما سبق من النص القرآني. We say this hadith, even though there's a weakness in the chain of narrators, it has an evidence. It has supporting evidence from the ayah, the Quran, and the ayatic. The Quranic ayat. Sorry guys, it's a new English word. فجمهور الأمة على أن الإجماع دليل مستقل. The جمهور, the majority of the Ummah then, the جمهور meaning the majority of the scholars, and the Ummah here are in agreement that إجماع is an independent evidence. Quran, Sunnah, إجماع. وأننا إذا وجدنا مسألة فيها إجماع أثبتناها بهذا الإجماع. And if we find a matter regarding which there's consensus, we prove it per the consensus. How? The scholars agreed. وكأن المؤلف رحمه الله يريد من هذه الجملة إثبات أن إجماع أهل السنة حجة. As if Shaykh al-Islam is trying to prove to the reader and the people that the agreement of Ahl Sunnah is a proof in and of itself. قولهم وهم يزينون بهذه الأصول الثلاثة جميع ما عليه الناس من أقوال وأعمال باطنة وظاهرة مما له تعلق بالدين. Dangerous man. That's why you have to learn Arabic. You have to. You will never get there. Never, ever, ever, ever get there if you don't. Because let's say a brother right now who wants to give da'wah but doesn't know Arabic. He reads this nas right now. Okay? The word says, وَهُمْ, if you read it right now, it says يَزْنُون. يَزْنُون. Which means what? Does it come in the Quran in this form? It does. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. Until the end. The same word. Now, if someone didn't know and he read it, وَهُمْ يَزْنُونَ بِهَذِهِ الْأُصُولُ الثَّلَاثَةِ, meaning they're committing zina with these three fundamental principles. And he may explain it like this to the people. The nature of the relationship of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah with these usul is like zina. You know, like men and women in their intimate times. And he may go way off track trying to prove something good, but it will backfire because the word here is yazinun. Mawazin. Huh? Wazin. Here it is, they weigh. They weigh. As in weight and scales. Not yazin. Now the word, it doesn't have tashkil now. It could be read both ways. You could say yazinun, yaznun, or otherwise. So you have to have this kind of background. That's why if they're reading Arabic texts, you don't know what they're getting from it. Which means if you want to be an effective da'i or whatever, sheikh, and you cannot refer to Arabic textbooks because of this problem, you are forced to refer to what? English, if that's what da'wah you're giving. And when you refer to English, you're referring to what? All kinds of stuff. Mistranslations, biased translations, aqidah-based translations, deviance-based translations, the personal opinion of the translator. You're restricted in all kinds of ways. You have no choice but to see what they decided to translate the word as. You can do it on your own, which is really not good. Because you wind up conveying the junk, like anyone right now who uses Yusuf Ali translation, the old one, for da'wah, is doing hardcore damage in the way the text is rendered into English, because it is very bad. In some, of course, there are some eloquence in it, we don't deny that. But in terms of aqidah, it was no good. And Pickthall and all these different translations, they're actually no good. They're no good. They have many, many, many errors. So you're restricted to Sahih International, probably the best. And the one by King Fahd, Mujamma King Fahd, which is Taqiyuddin Hilali and Muhsindin Ali Khan, Muhsin Ali Khan. And these are, it's better than others, but still the best is Sahih International. But even then, yani you're still restricted to the translation of the translator. So Arabic is just something that we really have to understand, that the importance of this thing. It's not something trivial if you really want to service the deen. Otherwise you can. I'm not saying if you know Arabic, no da'wah. No, you can still give da'wah, but you won't be able to get to where you want to get, if you want to get somewhere, that is. If you have high aspirations and you really want to service the deen, then Arabic has to be part and parcel of the whole process. Wallahu a'lam. Ala kulli hal, how did I get here? وَهُمْ يَزِنُونَ. They weigh with these three principles everything that the people say and do, whether it is inwardly or outwardly, and which is related to our deen. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we have Quran, Sunnah, Ijma'ah. Anything anyone says or does, whether he does it outwardly or inwardly, we have to weigh them according to these three principles. If they're meeting with these principles, Hayyak Allah. If not, out the door. You're not welcome. We can't play with this. There's no compromise here. There's no compromising, huh? يعني أن أهل السنة والأصول الثلاثة هي الكتاب السنة والإجماع. كتاب سنة consensus. يعني أن أهل السنة والجماعة يزينون بهذه الأصول الثلاثة جميع ما عليه الناس من قول أو عمل باطن أو ظاهر لا يعرفون أنه حق وزنوه بالكتاب السنة والإجماع. They will wait according to the Quran, the Sunnah, the Ijma'. فإن وجد له دليل منه فهو حق. If they don't know whether this is true or not, if they find a دليل for it, then it becomes حق. وإن كان على خلافه فهو باطل. If it is against it, it is false. If whatever you're bringing, so people say, you know, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. What happened to you, bro? You need my glasses, man? Want me to get you some water to wash your face? Say, no, brother, this is, you know. Respect. What? Whatever. This is, you know, Mawlana. Mawlana said, I do. Ya boy, hey, Mawlana, what, ya akhi? Where's the sunnah? You give me one evidence from the sunnah for kissing your thumbs and nothing. They've invented narrations which are baseless. But there's absolutely nothing out there in any sahih hadith. So we say, ma'alesh, brother, this is wrong. Dead wrong. Just in case you're thinking I'm picking on a particular nationality, let's not go far with the Arabs. The Arabs until now, the local people here after the Iqama, they say, Allahumma ahsin wukufana bayna yadayk wa la tukhzina yawm al-ard alayk. They give this long dua after Iqama, which has no basis in the Sunnah either. It is just as bad of a bid'ah. It's just as bad as a bid'ah. These are all bid'ah. Why? Because you're presenting something, we don't find it in the Quran, we don't find it in the Sunnah, and there's no ijma' about it, we're not going to accept it. Okay, you've gone against the textual evidence. قوله والإجماع الذي ينضبط هو ما كان عليه السلف الصالح. نعم. Now, the only way we can have this truly understood, how can you bring ijma, the ijma of the salaf, of the righteous predecessors? Huh? Because nowadays you may get the ijma of wicked people. It must be the ijma of the salaf. إذ بعدهم كثر الاختلاف وانتشرت الأمة. Because after them, differing became prevalent and the ummah became abundant. So many people all over the world, we had many problems. We're almost done actually with this chapter. So let's finish it inshallah. يعني أن الإجماع الذي يمكن ضبطه والإحاطة به هو ما كان عليه السلف الصالح ومن القرون الثلاثة الصحابة والتابعون وتابعون. So the only إجماع which we can actually put our finger on and we can encompass is the one which the Salaf were upon, which are the three virtuous generations, the Sahaba, the followers, and the followers of the followers of the Sahaba. نعم. ثم علل المؤلف رحمه الله, and Shaykh al-Islam explained why. إذ بعدهم كثر الاختلاف. After them, differing became prevalent. وانتشرت الأمة أن الأمة became abundant. It was spread all over. يعني أنه كثر الاختلاف كثر الاختلاف ككثرة الأهواء. يعني the differing in the various differing is like various desires, people of desires, whims. لأن الناس تفرقوا طوائف. The people divided into groups. ولم يكونوا كلهم يريدون الحق. And they did not all want the truth as it was the time of the Sahaba. They all wanted the حق. فاختلفت الآراء وتنوعت الأقوال. So then the opinions differed and the statements differed. Different opinion, different expression. وانتشرت الأمة فصارت الإحاطة به من أصعب الأمور. When the Ummah spread, for you to say there's إجماع became very difficult. Mind you, they didn't have internet, no means of communication. So when they went all over the place, how are you going to say there's إجماع when one is in China and the other one is in, you know, Allah knows where? So all over the place it became difficult. But during the time of the Salaf, that was possible. That was possible. فشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله كأنه يقول من ادعى الإجماع بعد السلف صالح ومن قرون ثلاثة فإنه لا يصح دعواه الإجماع. شيخ الإسلام is trying to say رحمه الله, as if he's trying to say whoever claims consensus after the Salaf, which are the first three generations, then his claim of consensus is false. No إجماع unless it is from the Salaf. If that إجماع you're going to bring after them, it's rejected. معي؟ Because now they will tell this إجماع that you can have a طريقة. Huh? You have to follow a tariqa. This ijma, you can go out for 3 days or for 4 months or whatever. This ijma, no, there's no ijma. The ijma didn't exist with the Sahaba. It cannot be an ijma today. لأن الإجماع الذي ينضبط ما كان عليه السلف الصالح. That's the only one we can pinpoint. وهل يمكن أن يوجد إجماع بعد الخلاف? Is it possible that there shall be a consensus after all the differing that happened? It's impossible, man. فنقول لا إجماع مع وجود خلاف سابق. There shall be no consensus after the existing or the pre-existing of differing. ولا عبرة بخلاف بعد تحقق الإجماع. And who cares about any kind of differing after إجماع has been established? After we have a consensus, let the people differ, but we have a consensus. So with this, inshallah, we have just concluded this very important discussion. And the very next chapter, a very critical one as well, and we are really towards the end of the book, is the فصل في منهج أهل السنة والجماعة في الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر وغيرها من الخصال. Our favorite topic. Huh? Issues pertaining to enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.